Welcome to With Wael, the Ultimate Show.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this session. I know it was a long, maybe the audio quality may not be the best. However, it's live session. It shows how people react. I would love to get your feedback. And if you are interested in getting the workbook or connecting with me, you can always visit withwael.com. And looking forward to hear your feedback. Thank you. Okay, before I go, if you have $65 on you, the best investment is to go to buy one of these IREG microphones from London Drugs. Usually they come on a cheaper price.
Which one?
It's this one. This one here.
Oh yeah.
So this is the best. When you will see the videos coming from the last event, I was amazed.
So what is it called?
IRIG.
That's just a microphone, isn't it?
This is just a directed microphone. It has an app with it.
Yeah.
You may want to spend $5, $10 more on getting the MP3 outcome from the app, but without that, this is one of the most smart investment I ever did. The only one who sell it in Canada is London Drugs.
So does it give you, is it better sound quality?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. When you see the videos of last Monday, you will realize.
Okay.
G for George. So if you wanna, and the one more thing I always describe, okay? If you don't know how to write and you don't have time to write, take this checklist and record them on your phone. Say, I wanna do an article and I wanna write in it. I wanna do a promotional material. I will write into it 1, 2, 3. And I can show you a free website where it takes this MP3 file from you and transform it to text. Remember last time we talked about how you can write a book without reading it, right? Just record all of your book and you can convert it online. Don't let anything stop you. Like if you'll be driving from here, but make sure you don't hold the phone so you don't get tickets. If you'll be driving from here to the other side of the town, you know, on the average, you'll stop in like 6 to 8 traffic lights, 5 minutes each, or 3 minutes each. If you have your phone with you, you can push the recording and record. Okay, now I want to talk on. I want to relaunch email buildup. So in my email, I will say hi so and so. Here is and just record stuff.
Can I ask a really
sure
silly question? So if I was at a stoplight right now and I turned my phone on, where would I find that? What app would I?
There is a recording app. There is the camera app. You can record to your camera and then get it as MP3.
In the camera app?
In the camera app. Or if you have the iRig, you'll have an app.
There's one called Voice Recorder, too.
There is one called Voice Recorder. There is a voice memo.
I think that's already loaded there.
Yeah.
Just have to make sure there's enough memory in your...
Okay. And the Voice Recorder app is where?
So just type what.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's good. It's good. It's not.
So what?
What we say, it has to be applicable to you, right?
What's the website that converts audio to?
There's something called voicebase.com.
Voicebase.
Yeah, voicebase.
BAS.
Voice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Base.com. And voicebase, they give you, I believe, $30 or $60, and they charge like 5 to 10 cents per, they give you credit for like $50, $60 credit, and they charge like, I think, 1 cent or 5 cents per minute. So we do lots of stuff with it, with their own credit. And I don't want to tell you the trick is like, when you run out of credit, what you do?
Change your email address.
Wow! Yeah, you can save them for another email address. Or you will have enough money to pay them, by the way.
Yeah.
Because when you talk about 60 cents, $60, and you pay like 10 cents per minute, there is a lot of things you can do in 6,000 minutes. That's right, which is 100 hours. So if you have an MP3 for 100 hours, it means you have lots of content. You make enough money at this point to pay them. But we use VoiceBase as one of the one we use, which find very, more, this is the most accurate one. And you will realize that when you start to do these things, you speak slowly you will start to make like, you notice like I do some snapping or some clapping in my videos because I want to synchronize the video. I can synchronize everything with specific movement or a specific sound. So you will learn this on the go. Coming to week five. So week five will be December what? Around December 20th, that's right? Or 22nd. So you need to send out a pre-launch build-up email. And you need to, and step number 42, you email all people who wants to give a product as a free bonus. Ideally, these people are affiliate or participant in product with interviews. So if you are launching a product online, and the product is about coaching, for example, like performance coaching, for example, or career coaching, there is nothing wrong with coming next door to you and get some meditation or some espresso shot meditation thing and say, would you allow me to send these two particular episodes or these two particular material to my potential customers? What the answer will be from your next door? Yes.
Because you're helping them promote.
They need content to grab people. They don't have content yet. And they will help also promote. In exchange, there will be a financial exchange. So if he sends this material and somebody sign up, you can be on his affiliate program. So if anybody buy his program, you will get 30, 40, whatever percentage you guys agree. And in exchange, if he sells your program, he will get a promotional, some specific numbers, that's right? So that's why we talked about affiliate. Then you can design a revision to the product draft, which is number 16 we talk about. you can also pick up 5 readers to receive book for free in exchange of proof reading or feedback or testimonial. So you can give out from our old library. How many of you here have books at home they don't need? And they feel shame not to throw it in the garbage, right? So we don't throw old books in the garbage. What we do is we keep the books and then we can give them out to people who can give us proofreading or people who can give us testimonials. So you go to your network, say, you know what? I'm looking for 5 early users. Can you watch this 1 hour video? Or if you talk about launching the education on video, can you see this 1 hour video and give me your feedback on it? And in exchange, I will give you this book. And which is a book you took for free from somewhere else, okay? This is how the system works. You need to build a product disclaimer and get an ideas from different products. Step number 46 is important to market with a different color because it says you need what? What does it say? You need a product? Disclaimers, right?
Yeah.
You need a product? Does each one of you has a product disclaimer?
So things like this won't work for everybody.
That's why we have step number 46. To emphasize, you need what? A product disclaimer. Okay. How to get a product disclaimer ideas?
So people that have already done it.
You look at people who are did something similar and read their material to look for disclaimers. And if you don't find disclaimers at their end, it means what? They are not professional. They don't understand the business. So each one of us had a disclaimer in every single material.
I used to have a disclaimer that says, you do this, I'm warning you, you'll become smarter.
Good.
Where do I sign up?
Actually, what I did was, because some of the techniques I use helps people use their prescription medications more efficiently, my disclaimer was, after 6 weeks of this, you have to go see a physician to make sure that the medication is right for you. You may have to drop your medication. So it turned out like a disclaimer, but it turned out like, okay, this could really do something for you. So it
Now, let's move to number 47. You need to set up interviews for the next 2 weeks. And you need to set up webinars time on number 48. So how many hours will you need to work on week 5 pre-launch? Roughly. Or you guess how many hours you need to spend on step 41 to 48.
Yeah, this could take a few hours.
It's not few days, it's few hours, right?
It could be like a full day to do this.
Okay, like 8 hours a week.
Yeah.
8 hours a week means I work for 1 hour every day, and I work bonus on Saturday 2 hours. What I wanna highlight here, because I know many of you are not process oriented. They may get feeling overwhelmed. These are very detailed clarification to what you need to do. And you don't need to be overwhelmed, because you will not work more than 2 to 3 hours if you know this stuff. Now, when you set up interviews, it may encumber what? I make phone calls or I send emails to people to invite them for an interview. So when they reply, I will start the clock to count again, because when they reply, I'll interact with them, that's right? However, it's not...
Who am I interviewing, the proofreaders?
You should interview 3 classes of individuals. Influential, who can launch your product with their service, like Juju Business in Calgary, XMers, people like this who can push your product out. You can interview people who you want to have endorsement, like business people who have trust and have tribes. And you can interview lead customers. People who will need your service, but you are shy enough not to tell them they need your service. You can also interview potential distributors and partners. That's right? Or potential buyer of your own company. If you set up your company for sale, you can interview people who may buy your company later on. You need to create awareness with these interviews. Then you will come into 4 weeks. So 4 weeks might be around January, early January. So what you do on this Monday, you will need to send the pre-launch build-up email number 3. You need to begin second draft of sales page. You need to design and review the design of your product marketing material. You can email to 5 proofreader to see how it's coming, remind them of the deadlines. You can send the draft to 5 experienced and ideally influential people and ask what they think. Ask them to read the whole thing or just a specific section. Pick up chapters based on what they will fit their experience. You pick the most loyal and die-hard fans and commenter. You coach the client, also will be great. You mentor and influencer will be also good. And you can do now interviews in the chapter number 4 in the 4th week. You can start doing some interviews. Okay? Does it make sense? The question comes back is...
Are the interviewers different in week 5 than week 4?
No, week 5, we set up the interviews.
Oh, we just set them up.
Okay. Set them up. Week 4,
okay.
We will do the interview. What do we need for the interview? Interview questions. That's right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the requirement for an interview? Interview questions. So you need to come up with 5 to 10 interview questions, which is W's interview. What you will use this what you recommend, what you use this technology, who do you think are good users, why do they need it? Remember the 5 W's, that's right? Why, when, who, where, and what. Does it make sense? If you go to week number 3, you will have Monday, you will always have an email going out on Monday.
You are now listening to With Wael, The Ultimate Show.
And there are individuals who challenge this concept. They said people on Monday are busy. Can we do the email on Tuesday? Can you, instead of Monday?
Yeah.
That's right. If your groups are busy on Monday, when you send them the email?
On Monday.
On Tuesday.
Well, they read it on Tuesday, but you send it on Monday.
It's up to you what you want to do. Because there are people who challenge on Monday calendar. They say people will work better on Tuesday and Wednesday. They will respond better.
Yeah, so what Claude is saying is that if you can create an email whenever you want, but you trigger them to go out whenever.
Yeah.
If you've got a Gmail account, there is a way to do that, but it's very convoluted. But if you've got an email marketing tool, you can set it up. And
Exchange is that too. You can delay send outs of your emails.
Hey, Microsoft Exchange?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's your Outlook.
Okay. Then on 3 weeks, you can also make a free lesson or a module or a video with option to join a pre-launch team. You can have the final product design complete so you know exactly what you want to design. You can create video product trail, ideally for 1 minute or less. How you create video product trail?
Trail?
Yeah.
Trailer?
Yeah. How you can do a trailer? Using iMovie or using PowerPoint presentation or using whatever. If you are shy from the camera, it doesn't matter. If you even don't like your voice to go there, there is another couple of other websites. They can speak out text to you. You can grab the WAV files or the audio files and put them on inside your behind your camera. So you have to have a video trailer. Why do we need to have a video trailer? Because everybody else out there
has one.
Has at least one. You always remember your audience is what? Is one audience. I in Latin means?
Ignorant.
Ignorant. So when an ignorant would like to receive messages and they receive video messages from other people, which credibility they would draw? Somebody with a video or somebody without a video?
With
a video, okay? You need to complete the sales page and you need to ask 4 to 8 web savvy entrepreneur close to you for their suggestions, and we have on this table few people. You need to email everything to proofreaders. You need to ask proofreaders for testimonials and headshots. Do you realize this? What I'm doing with my proofreaders? They proofread stuff for me. Now what I'm using them for?
Testimonial
showcasing.
Okay. So if you have somebody who really you trust and is high up in the influential chain, what you can do? Like you have this guy running this particular health club. What you do with the page you have right now? You go and ask him for what?
Feedback
or proofreading. Would you mind sit with me and read this piece of like, oh, I'm busy. Oh, no, don't worry, you are here take only 5 minutes, just one page. What do you think? He reads through it, and sometimes we throw in few grammar mistakes on purpose to make sure that people feel contributing, right? And sometimes we have two different images. We say, you know, like, do you like this design with the guy? I have my design already. I will do it. Doesn't matter. I don't care. But I will go in with two different designs. I say, would you like to have the logo here, or would you like to have the logo here, or the logo embedded in the background? Which one do you like? Can you really help me here? People like to help. And 1 week later, you call up, okay, you know what? I'm launching the product. Do you mind if I get a headshot and I will tell people that you helped me, and what do you think about my product? You get a testimonial from, do you mind if I use this testimonial? There are ways to get testimonials, okay? Then on 64, you ask 5 experts for testimonials. How will ask the 4 testimonials? You can send them an email with questions and request a testimonial. How long will it take you to write 5 emails for testimonials? Request? 5, 10 minutes? 15 minutes? Half an hour for sending 5 emails?
Well, you send one email, but you've got a list that you send it to as well.
So it's not one day, okay? It's just a very short time you can spend on 64. You ask one well-known person close to you for a testimonial that will be your feature on your sales page. Have a close friend who is not tech savvy, review your product and proofreading for feedback. Have a close friend who is an expert give you a review. You have the interviews. Remember, we took the interviews over 2 weeks. Now you have to create privacy policy if necessary. And if you don't have a privacy policy, you can look at our privacy policy. And then you can write a blog on the topic of the product with mentioned before and after for them to join a pre-launch team, give an update on how things are going and some exciting new things you have included. So the main activity here is to write one blog on your website blog, which inclines that you have a WordPress website with a blog. When you launch the blog, where the blog will be shared? In all of your social media. That's right. So when the blog are connected automatically to your social media and you put this blog out, you will shake everywhere. That's right. Does it make sense? Is it a no-brainer thing to do? The question back for people who are overwhelmed. How many hours do you think the third week activity will be? Is it at most 1 day? Is it roughly half a day to 1 day? It can be done in 2 hours, that's right? It is still at the limit of 1 hour a day average. Do you agree? Did you sleep, guys, or still awake? What?
There is a fixed overhead on all of this, and you mentioned it. It's got to do with creation of content.
Now, and we will help you with the content.
No, I get that. But it's not 1 hour a week or something like that. There is a, you know, videos. You can make a video. Let's say you make a 2 minute video. It'll take you a full day to write the script out, figure out what you want to say, then go on the video, and after the video, edit the thing. Even using iMovie or something like that. And so I can edit a video of my 15-minute, half an hour morning program. I can edit it in 2 hours, and I know what I'm doing, and I've got all the programs. So that, to me, is okay, 2 hours. But for people who have not done that, there's an upfront investment to do that until they get.
If people don't have that, what we are offering is we have the studio will be set up tomorrow.
Yeah.
You can come here, you can record. If you want to play with different scripts, this meeting is the right place to the scripts.
But do you offer post editing?
Yeah, we can do post editing.
Then that's worth it.
And please remember that majority of the videos I do, we don't edit much now. Because we know exactly how it can be done. So if you have a barrier of standing in front of the camera and you see it's overwhelming, the first maybe 6 trials or 6 days, you will struggle a little bit. With our help, we're reducing the frustrations. That's all what I can say.
Right.
However, after 6 or 7 or 8 times,
yeah,
you will realize that you are there.
Yeah.
You push the button,
exactly.
Everything will go. And I just to give some values here, I explained to someone, maybe not at this table, was in the office here last week. So when you launch or you start to record audios and video, and you start to mumble, or you feel like you did not say what you want to say, you have to clap or snap and then restart the statement again. So when we edit videos, we go from the back to from the end to the front to the beginning. We go in, and when we hear the snap, we cut, and you look at where the same start of the sentence in the previous clip. And do we cut it and do we remove it? And then we concatenate or we join these two particular pieces together and we start to listen backward. So if you record 3 hours of video, you estimate about 6 hours of editing using this technique.
Yes,
fair. And the snaps, you can actually see them.
Yeah.
You realize that when you see the waveform, the snaps will have peaks. So if you have 4 snaps, it does not mean I will need to listen to everything. Because I can go immediately to the snap and then listen from the snap to the back.
Right.
And then mark the clip, cut it, remove this part, and augment or concatenate both. So there are little tricks we know, and I produce maybe 16 hours or like, for me, the bottleneck of producing videos is the Wi-Fi or the internet connection, and the slowness of the computer is too slow to create the final video, not the editing. The editing is very short. And that's why we leave a few machines right now here working all the time, because we set up all the videos and we click, okay, generate all of these videos, and then we go home and come back next day and find the videos have been generated. So editing is not that difficult.
No, it's not. I'm saying that, but there needs to be some...
Yeah, moreover,
when I've done this, I guess the part that I find is really time-consuming is creating the right message that creates the right effect to your audience.
Which is great. I have no magic answer.
If I'm going to sell to an affiliate, I'm going to have to tailor my talk and my speech so that it intrigues him and it makes him want to participate.
And we have no magic answer for this particular right. What we know is there are some messages will resonate.
Right.
So how it works? Remember, here we have so many steps to revise. Revise means what? I will do my first message, send it out. I will see the reaction. And then I will come back and try to make it better and better and better. So we have there is nobody have a magic answer for what is the right message. But we know there are specific messages, which if you do it in this way, most likely you will resonate with people. If anybody will sell you on the right message, don't buy from them, because nobody knows. Marketing is assumption. We apply it, we practice, we reduce it to practice, and from that point we can do better or not, or we don't do better. Any questions?
And the other part that bothers me is I don't have an audience. I don't know who I can market to, who can proof it, who my expertises are.
We can discuss specifics on one-on-one. That's right, because around the table we have so many different variations. But we can ask who are the right audience for this. Okay? But if you want to do taxations, CPA, affiliated people are very good credit people. So if you have somebody from the CPA board or somebody affiliated with CPA commenting on this particular stuff, it will give you more credibility, right? If you have someone from a major financial like MNP or any majority financial agencies giving you some feedback, it will help, that's right? Like based on the field, we can brainstorm who are, and believe me, was who I know about you right now, you have in your deck of cards many people in these areas. And if we don't know, have access, what we do? We ask. Okay? So after week three, we want to move to week two. On week two, we have to send out an email, then we have to finalize the sales page. We create a compelling sales offer. You need to consider sales training and marketing training. You need to set up a shopping cart. You need to set up a customer support and the feedback tool for sales page, which is number 75.
Launch your own product, or what is
it?
That's what it is?
Yeah.
Launch what?
Launch
your own product.
L-Y-O-P or L-O-Y-P?
Launch.
Y-O-P.
Yeah. Now, you have your... in 75, you need to set up a customer support. What is a customer support? What is the simplest way for customer support that you can do without any extra help?
Email.
Beautiful. But you must have a customer support section. Listing a support email will be what?
Support ad.
The easiest way, that's right? Support ads, right? What you, how you can make it better? There is a plugin called Chatbot or whatever. You can have it on your website. And this plugin, people can go in and chat with you. And if you don't, if you are not there, what will happen?
It'll say send an email.
It will say send an email.
Yeah.
You are now listening to With Whale, the ultimate show.
You can always set up a phone number for people to send you back, to call you back. And if you are not there, what people will leave you on the phone number?
Voicemail.
Does anybody around this table have problems setting up a customer support phone number, email, and chat line?
If there, what's in your understanding of what is the percentage of people that come to your website that will actually talk to you? Like, is there, the reason I'm saying this is because my strategy is low pricing, high volume. So if I've got 200, 300 people who I'm looking to register for my program, how many of them will phone me?
Okay, I will reverse your question in a different way, if you don't mind. And if you mind, I don't care much, you know. I will reverse it. Anyway, I will reverse this.
You covered it in the first half.
Okay. I have been engaged with a service, which is a web hosting service. And they had this chat line. Oh, I used them since 1999 till today, like 18 years. I maybe chatted with them roughly maybe less than 20 times in 18 years. However, when they have the chat line, I feel comfort. If I want to reach them, I will reach them.
Got you.
So, on the average, I spend maybe one hour every 365 days, I spend 1 hour on a chat line. So, usually people will not subscribe to your chat a lot. However, when you see a chat line available, when you see a phone number available, when you see a text available, which one people will use most often? The statistics demonstrate that people will send an email or they would like to send an offline because I'll be busy on my computer. I see the chat line, I will open it, and then I will do it, and then my boss will come and do something, so I will leave my computer away. There is no guarantee that if you will chat, you'll be at your computer for the next half an hour. How many of you here were on the computer, were chatting with somebody and remind themselves the boiler is ready to make a coffee or a tea, and they left the computer, they went away, and they came back, the chat was gone. So the statistics demonstrate that offline tickets are the commonly used ones.
Okay, fair enough, thank you.
Why do we like it, the offline ticket? Because if I'm a little bit ahead, I have a VA or virtual assistant, that's right? If you use us as a virtual assistant, one of our guys will be able to take care of this on your behalf. If you have a virtual assistant, the virtual assistant can reply on your behalf on the email. When you'll be sitting in the train, because we don't afford cars, we can sit on the train, what we will do? We will reply to the support email. However, if you have a support email, you have an obligation of what?
Responding.
Within?
24 hours.
So when you have a support email service, you need to make sure it will either give you a buzz on your phone, or it will, it, or you will have some eyes to look at it every day. Every day. And when 24 hours, we always say 24 hours during working days. So weekends is unnecessary. However, if you do it on weekends, people will appreciate it much better. That's right. So if you have a customer support, you need a new schedule to make sure. You wake up, have your gym in the morning, or you want to do your workout in the morning. What you do before the workout? Sneak a peek to the email. You have a partner who is helping you, or a partner or a friend helping you with the business. You can tell each one of them, I will check a couple of days. They will check a couple of days. They will check a couple of days. That's right. You have to make sure somebody is at the customer support. In number six, in 67, you need to investigate paid traffic if you would like to use paid traffic like Facebook. You can also edit the interviews, and you can finalize testimonials. You can film a video for sales page explaining the product. You can set up an e-waiver list if you like for people to purchase, or you can set up a WooCommerce, whatever it is you want to use. And then you need to create an email series for recent buyer. So you need to confirm subscription, welcoming email, leave your thought, how is the progress is coming and how can you help. You need to ask for feedback. So these emails, if you have a mailing list, these are suggested schedule. If you don't like this schedule, what you do? Come up with your own schedule. But this means what? You have a schedule. Does it make sense? And then you need to set up shopping cart so buyer can automatically subscribe to your shopping cart. How you set up a shopping cart? If you have one of these packages, you can. If you don't have, you can use WooCommerce, which is a free tool on your WordPress. If you don't know how to set up a shopping cart, what you do? There is a guy here actually. He has Kickstarter, so most likely he has some understanding of shopping cart. We have a couple of other people who comes here, they understand. You can ask us, we can show you how to do it.
PayPal buy now button, you can put it right in your email.
PayPal buy now button can also another option.
Put it right in your email when you set it up.
Don't overwhelm yourself with the technology. We have people around the table who understand each one of these technologies. Just say, I want to do this step. Let's do it now. That's it. 1 week before the pre-launch, what you need to do? You need to build up your email. You publish and ask readers to comment, contest, post, stuff like that. You need to set up the new product. You need to link your PayPal, Google Checkout, and the credit card payment to your cart.
What's a Google Checkout?
It's an alternative. It's like, what's, you know the Google Do? There's a new thing called Google Do, which is a communication. Google Checkout is an alternative technique than PayPal. You can create a 3-question survey to send to the buyer immediately. Google Do is a communication platform now. It's you can it's competing against Messenger. Which
I've
is a very.
I've seen a Google like a communicator.
Yeah. So you can double check all the links that work. You can review comment and the contest and the pick up winners over the weekend if you like. Does it make sense? The last week before. So now we are in week number one and we are now in the pre-launching week. So you can send email announcing the pre-launch. You mention the price will go by XX after the pre-launch. So pre-launch people should be given a discount between 15 to 40%. You can test multiple credit card. You can double and triple test all sales pages and link. You can ask someone else to double and check them. On Tuesday, you can send an email to pre-launch list. You can announce comment contest if you like. You can include incentives to buy right away. You can add giveaway, should be directly. You can give some free stuff as well. On Wednesday, you send an email out in the morning. You add another interview. And you add this sales to the sales page and mention in emails. You can add new bonus and products. You can have the affiliate reviews. You can monitor your customer service. On Thursday, you can send an email in the morning. And you keep going. On Friday, you send morning emails, improve product, incorporate all feedback, update sales page. Be sure you have the same affiliate share as promised. You can offer interviews. And this week and the next week for the main launch will be the most aggressive weeks you have to be around. And that's why you need to have this schedule on a daily basis. Okay? Any questions? So, if I want to move into. So, do you have any questions for the schedule? Do you have. Like any, you want to discuss any insights to what this schedule can be?
It looks very aggressive in the last week.
It's the last week and the week at the launch.
Yeah, very aggressive.
So if you promised to work for a $10,000 to $100,000 revenue, which will be coming around this week, is it okay to get a vacation from everything else we do in our life to focus these 2 weeks? Is it acceptable? Now, if you cannot do it, one more thing I want to say. When you talk about launching emails, if you use an emailing list, what you can do at 3 months before you start? You can schedule all the email launch. That's right. So every time when we say launch email reminder,
that's already pre-scheduled.
You can pre-schedule it. You can write the whole email reminder 3 months ahead or 2 months ahead or whenever you are free. So every time we say launch email, it does not mean you set and press send at your screen. It can, if you have the investment, if you have the, and as I said, some of this investment can be as most as $10 a week, $10 a month. It's not.
Actually, some of them is free.
And some of them are free. But you understand now that you need this list of emails. Okay? I wanna jump all till page 14. I wanna talk about 1 week after the launch. What you will do. You will announce affiliate winner and you will mail affiliate prizes to the winner. 2 weeks after the launch, you send a bonus piece to content to everybody who bought the product. You send a free copy of the main product to a friend. You send a free copy to well-known people in the space. And then you keep on number 49, you can start to follow up additional testimonials. You create an autoresponder to 4 to 6 messages to tickle, to sell more if you like. And you can also send physical thank you note for participants. And the last step, you have to be proud of what you do. And in the last page, you can say, you can live off your passion, because if you produce this product and you are successful doing it at this stage, what you can do now? You can launch a second product. On purpose, I skipped over the week of launching and the pre-week of launching. I went so quickly because if I go at the right speed, many of you will be more overwhelmed. I don't want you to be overwhelmed. What I want to show you, this is a plan. What you do with this plan? You take it and
apply
it and adapt it first to what you want to do.
I think it's a very good layout, because
okay,
when you're overwhelmed, you know what it needs to really get people going. What most people do is they just focus on the last day or the last week,
mm-hmm.
and they start blasting away. And this is, you haven't even warmed up the car yet.
Okay,
just hitting
so before going into individual feedback or discussions, I want to ask you one question. How many emails you need to write in this plan?
Eight.
Maybe 8, maybe 20, I don't know. I need to go here. I pick up one color. I say, I need to have here 1 email, 2 email, 3 email, 4 email, and you just basically count how many emails.
There's also the social media posts.
And then,
Twitter.
After we do the emails, what we do next? We look at the social media. How many posts you need?
Well,
for each post you need what? 1 image. How many images do you need?
Okay, so 6 months before launch, if you do.
It's not 6 months, we talk about.
Your social media starts on day one of the 6 month launch, right?
Yes, however, for us, we are all focused on producing products between January to March 2018.
Right,
so we are. And if you want to launch a product immediately after Christmas or after New Year, all what we describe it here are activities. You need to compress some sort of these activities. So who here around the table is committed to take this 12 pages of steps and modify them to match what they want to offer? Does it make sense? I want to go around the table to get your feedback on today, but after that, I want to spend some time on what the major worry I had from the right wing here, again, is the left wing of the table, which is the content. I want to talk about the content a little bit. So I want to go around the table. We'll start with the fresh guest. So what's your feedback?
That was really good. I've done some programs like Junior Achievement Company program. So high school programs where you have to create a business, but the whole program is like 4 months. So you have 8 weeks to get your product out there. And so I've never done it in depth before, where you actually go through the steps, which is really cool to see. because, you know, the first 4 weeks are basically understanding the basics of the company. You elect your executives, and then you have to create your product and get to the Christmas market in the next 4 weeks.
You are now listening to With Whale, the ultimate show.
So, it's interesting. That's why it's always good to do the small products for that program. But if going through the steps like that really prepares you for the launch date and helps you have a more successful date, because I know a lot of, but the junior achievement is, it's a lot of correction. You make a mistake, you have to quickly fix it as you're launching because you don't have that preparation time.
Okay. What you will use this for? Do you have an immediate use for it?
I think, yeah, little bits will be adapting it.
Okay. You wanna, Claudia, you wanna go next?
Sure. For me, this morning was an awareness awakening session, because I know my product, but the aspect of getting it launched is something that I'm here to learn. And thank you.
Pleasure.
Find it a little overwhelming, but not completely overwhelming.
I don't take it as overwhelming. I take it these are steps. If you cannot do it in
steps,
a week.
But a lot of these steps are not in place for me yet.
So that's what I'm saying. If you cannot do this in 1 week, it doesn't matter. Stretch it for 2 weeks. Like, consider these are phases.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, like if you say like week 8, oh, you know what, it's too much, I'm not ready. Okay, do 2 week activity over 2 weeks. 2 week, do 2 week, 7 week activity over 2 weeks. It doesn't need to be 7 days.
Yeah.
And if you really hit the, like I know on the left hand side of the left wing of the table, they have some content. So these people can compress the steps of 2-3 weeks into maybe 3 days.
Yeah.
Okay?
Got it.
Jen, what do you?
Well, lots. I mean, for me, it comes down to really getting clear on my process and seeing sort of my main categories, email, people. So I see a lot of
social media. Let's
yeah.
just complete the categories. Our venues to send the message out is what? Email. That's right?
Yeah.
Connecting to people. When I connect to people, I need what? I need physical letters. I need press releases, which we didn't talk here about press releases. I need to have phone calls. I need to have meetup interviews, and I need to be in person. So email and people. The third one will be social media and the electronic sharing. That's right?
Yeah.
So these are the always three pivots or three core activity I must have a plan to. However, my style is, I may know that there is a plan here and I'm shy enough, I don't want to do it. It doesn't matter, you don't have to do it, but you know what you are missing. That's right? Because we don't fool ourselves. We don't say this only one will work. I have a plan to meet people, but however, everybody's away for Christmas, so what I do? It doesn't matter. Keep the plan up. Don't execute on it. There is no window for it, but you know you are not doing it. This was most important for me. Yeah?
Yeah, and I think the last kind of, this is just more of a mindset issue, is stay in the process. Don't, you know, it's like I get far ahead and I go, is this even going to pan out? And I can't go there. I have to stay in doing the things that are going to help me be successful, not whether or not my product is going to be successful. So that's just kind of a mindset thing that I noticed at the beginning. I got to be brave, and I got to believe, and I've got to just keep doing. And that's sometimes where I get scared. I get scared and I go, oh, can't do it. It's not gonna turn out. Or I get shy, in your words, because a lot of this, and I would say what a lot of people have a hard time doing is asking for help, asking for something. I know I do, but I also believe you when you say people are really more than willing to help, but it's tough to ask.
And do you know, when you want people to help, we have the law of 3T, that's right? When you need people help, you have to use the 3T law. You give them, you tell them what you want, you give them tools to help you with, and you can give them treats.
Any treat is an asset.
What? You ask them what you want.
You tell, tool, and treat. The 3-T law of life is you give two, three. Like, you emailed me something yesterday, that's right?
Yeah.
I couldn't make it on time. I said, yeah, you know, I will do it after that specific time. About 2 days ago, that's right?
Yeah.
And so you get, you tell, and you gave me the tool, that's right?
I didn't give you a treat.
The treat is you came in today. However, however, you will not be, you were not shy, because when I the email got stuck or I or my computer crashed or I did not send you or whatever reason it is, what did you do?
I followed back up with
you. You followed, say, okay, did you send me this?
Yeah.
So it got me out of what I was doing to complete my commitment. So this is a good example. When you keep asking and don't feel shy. And interestingly enough, we are now hiding behind our emails, hiding behind our text messages and stuff, so we don't have an eye contact, okay, which has worked out well for me. You got what you want. And then she changed everything I did, and she came to me and said, oh, I changed, I didn't like, basically she said, I didn't like what you did, you know. Anyway,
I put all
it's
your
okay.
In there.
It's okay, it's okay. It's
hang
okay.
On, hang on.
It's okay.
All of your changes are in there.
But it's in your style, it's okay, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So
like
when you give me the
yeah.
tool, to send you back the file, it was easy for me. When you were clear about how much I can do, it was clear for me. That's right?
Can I just say that she does ask me for help, I offer her help, and I never get treats.
Oh.
Like, never.
Okay. Anyway. So, do you have any other stuff to add?
No, no.
Yes,
you
do. Your treat is you're still a partner.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I asked for a big picture. This is a big picture. It's information overload for me at one sitting, but it's a wonderful guide. You know, because I'm a processor. I take it away. I look at it. But I did ask for a big picture, so I got what I wanted. And what it did do for me is, quite honestly, it forced me to write a list of what I don't have. And what I don't know how to do. And some of it's back to basics. Like this is a lot for me at this stage of where I'm at, but it helped me focus in on what I need in the immediate.
Yeah.
And so I can now say to you, I don't know how to do this, could you help me? So yeah.
Which is great. We live among few things in our life. We have our strengths. And we have our weaknesses. And our weaknesses is not we are emotional driven. Our weaknesses are driven by the stuff we never did before. We don't know, and we are not strongly practicing it, okay? So to mitigate our weakness, there are three ways which we teach in our workshop, which is strength, weakness, passion. How we mitigate our weakness? We can learn how to do it. We can master it by learning how to do it. We can ask and hire somebody or partner to do it, or we can play elsewhere. We can avoid showing our weakness. So if my weakness is bookkeeping, I will not run a company, because there is no company without a bookkeeping, that's right? Or I will hire a bookkeeper, or I will go subscribe to school or programs where I learn how to do bookkeeping. So this is how to mitigate our weaknesses. We can soar our strengths, which is another technique we describe. But if you stuff you don't know here, it's a weakness. What you do? You either try to do the things without it. Can you run a business without a website? There are people who say yes, but I don't like it. You can ask or get help from somebody, help pay it by professional hiring, or you can ask a favor. Or you can say, you know what, I will go to sit and spend 6 weeks learning how to develop a website. Which one is more efficient, which one is more effective is based on your schedule and what you like to do. But you recognize the weakness is the first step. When I know what I don't know, is my first step to succeed. Okay. Any other feedback? Our good friend.
So I have a couple of clients. I do business coaching, as you know that, right? So I have a couple of clients who are on the verge of launching a big product. So my question to you was, because this is, I don't mean to copy this and send it to them, but if I were to use the knowledge in here to help them launch their product, is that allowed? I don't know.
So there is a way to, we talk about how we can license this knowledge to you.
I'm
we can talk if you
I
guys.
I don't want to use the exact kind of thing, but there are some concepts.
Yeah, talk to me. If there are some concepts you want to use, talk to me so we can give you a formal.
For $9.99.
Remember, if somebody will launch a product for $1 million, as you cannot do before, how much you have to pay for that? If somebody will give you a product for 100,000, as you cannot do without it, there's a big number for that. Anyway, what other feedback you have?
No, I think it was on point. A lot of these things I know needs to be done, and I was aware of it. And I've also been on the other side of these product launches coming through. And it's sometimes, for the recipient of all these emails, it's quite overwhelming. For me, it was.
But if you send once every week, it wouldn't be.
It wouldn't be, no. But if this is done right, it's great. If it's not done right, I've seen emails come through that are pretty belligerent. And I'll tell you the kind of comments that were written, like, I can't believe you didn't accept my offer, like really scolding me. I'm looking at that, unsubscribe. So you have to do it properly. You have to have the right tone for the market that you
yeah.
do. But yeah, absolutely, but these are different.
Which is a different discussion we can carry. The minute you start to say, I need this many emails,
yeah.
we can discuss how we can, what are the sequence for it.
So I'm gonna use and adapt it for my workshop in Nova Scotia in March. And I have the affiliates already, and I needed the guidelines, so this is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mike, what's your feedback?
Just pulling it together, getting started, knowing what my product is, first off.
You give us the title of your product. Actually, we work on your product.
What's that?
We worked on your product.
Yeah, I get it. But I have no idea what that product looks like. Compared to what I can deliver, and then there's all the add-ons and the bonuses, and I'm going, geez, I can barely put together the product, much less.
We can talk after this round.
Yeah,
we can talk about the product, because I know somebody has a video conferencing, so they have she has to go for it.
Sure.
So I'll go. The last but not the least important person.
Well, as you mentioned, that a lot of people are not process or task oriented around the room, and so this sort of lays that out. And Joel, who, by the way, is employee 001 of Haynes Elevators, which is really exciting for us. I was talking to him just yesterday about a schedule for social media, a schedule for X, Y, and Z. So this is something that can be used in all sorts of, it can be a product, like we had said, a product launch, a seminar launch, a trade show launch. It can be used for different things, and it's the schedule that we can now sit down together and say, okay, what are we going to do for each piece of it? So,
and in our academy online, there is a couple of courses where we talk about social media integration and how you connect different social media, because I use 152 social media platforms to launch stuff. And I had the individuals who seen stuff on the other side of the globe. There's nobody in North America here seen it, because this is dedicated for them in their own language. So there are a couple of resources if you want to reach, if you have some time to see some videos online for what stuff you have access to. There are lots of discussions about social media. But remember, this is a schedule. This is something which is, I don't follow 100% of the time, but I know that there is this activity I need to outline. And I sit and plan it. And if I can do it, I can. If I cannot do it, what will happen? I will do it next week.
Not everything is going to be applicable to...
Everything can be applicable to anything. However, you have to step a step first. You take each step and you can change it to whatever you want to do. You know the rules and then you break it. Any final thoughts or any discussions you guys would like to... Okay, so
do you see some of these being extended? I mean, these are week by week.
You are now listening to With Whale, the ultimate show.
Do you see, though, that maybe week three might be 3 and 4 weeks out?
Yep.
So that it might be a two-week process to get this task
yes.
done, and this could be another two-week process?
Yes, yes, especially at the very beginning. Sometimes we see more emails. So sometimes we come and say, you know what? It's one email, two email. It's one email a week. No, let's just have two emails a week. One on Monday or one on Tuesday and one on Thursday. So this is a baseline activity, which works. It did work for many people. How the content will be and what people can do is adapting to what you're actually launching. I know someone, she was doing lots of Snapchat, and she's in Australia, she's selling fashions. So she used this to launch a fashion promotions week, and she's doing more aggressive than that. Like, however, she started, everybody started here, and then they see how we can add it. But this can guarantee a certain level of success to what you do. Okay, any questions? I wanna, we have like 20 minutes or so, I wanna discuss a few things about products, because if you will do this, you will need to figure out what's your product for. And we talked a lot on this line, which is the product sequence. That's right. So I want to target only this product launch, only this product point. So if each one of you will continue with the same product you start with in the very beginning, can you articulate the product benefit? And these benefits will be relevant to money, relevant to relationship, relevant to process, or relevant to time. These are the four benefits of any product. Can you write about this product you have in mind? What you said about this tax, what did you say, what's the name for? What you mentioned?
Tax guidance product. Online.
So you have a tax guidance product. So can you illustrate these benefits? Or anyone pick up any product you have. And we had long discussion about these benefits. Then we talked about the product features. So what is the product you are launching? Is it an online tool? Is it an online course? Or what are you selling online? So what is the feature you have? What features you want to provide?
24/7 access, if it's online.
But we have to go a little bit ahead of this. So what do you want to offer online? Is it video series?
Could be a video with a couple PDFs.
Okay, hold on.
Or a workbook.
So we have videos, and you said about a couple of PDFs.
Or a workbook.
You talk about number three, workbook. Okay? What is the videos about?
Guiding through the workbook topics.
So this will be guidance through the workbook topics. How long are these videos will be?
It could be full or it could be...
How many hours?
Chapter by chapter.
So it can be chapters, okay.
Yeah.
So how many chapters?
Four
chapters. What is the name of the first chapter? I'm designing the program with you right now. And each one of you should be able to answer for themselves. What is the first chapter will be? Introduction?
Would you list that in your features?
This is my features for me.
Oh.
Remember, this product design sheet is an internal document. That's right? That's right.
But aren't you putting that so that you can...
You can put part of it in your presentation, but you need to design the product first.
Right.
So what's the name of the four chapters? It can be step one, step two, step three, step four. It can be introduction, then what are the other names? Then what is the content of each one of them? Can you put highlights? And when you start to put topics, you go back to where? You go back to the Selling from the Stage workbook. And you start to list why people, the challenges, you start to list, that's right?
Well, you got info nuggets and the...
You have to have each one of these around. So the minute you start, you finish the product and you want to record the video,
yeah.
You will go to the presentation workshops we run into it. The booklets about the presentation workshop. Are you confused or does it make sense to you?
Yeah, you kind of lost me. So,
the minute I have step 1, 2, 3, and 4,
yeah,
or the minute I have the subtitles,
yeah,
now I need to create content for these subtitles.
Okay.
And I want to present the content. So how I present the content? I can use the guide which we had last month on selling through presentations or selling through the stage. So I can have a hook, I can have info nuggets, I can have the title, and I will not have the challenge that I will have my content. I will teach my content here. Okay?
Okay.
And the minute you start to have this, you can all record in video.
Okay.
Does this make sense? So the question for you now is, can you come up with the titles of your chapters?
Yeah.
So this is the actual product. What are the titles of your chapters? It's the same for you if you want to build an elevator educational package to promote people to buy what you are selling. You can do the same. You can have some videos. If you want to make a seminar to educate people how to install elevators, you can make videos or it can be in person. Okay? So what you need to have clarity is, what are these chapters and what are these features? So when you launch, when you do it in the 8 weeks or whatever pre-launching phase, you have to articulate on. You have to articulate this. Does it make sense?
What's the benefit? Do you use the pain points?
The benefit, you should be able to highlight the pain points. Then, what kind of add-on you need to build? So if this will be a taxation or a taxing guidance, what would be one of the add-on? Books on taxes, that's right?
E-books
on taxes. Or you can provide the government guides as a bonus. Say, here, I'm sharing with you the government guide, which you can get anyway from the CRA website. However, you can have it here. And the Crown has a very interesting copyright, so you can use it as long as you mention where you got from, which is
that's
good for us.
With
acknowledgement. Yeah. Does this make sense? So what you should do right now is you should try to lay out what you have as chapters. And then you may want to connect with any of around the table and say, here is my new chapters. Just a warning for you guys, chapters usually are about 7 to 10. So if you want to come up with chapters, you should talk about 7 to 10 chapters. Okay, any questions, any discussions around what the product should look like?
You've got benefits or dollars, relationships?
Yeah, this is our, can I borrow this? We have a template for a product sheet.
Yeah.
And we spend a good, I think 3 or 4 sessions on what the benefits look like. So people will buy because you make them more money or you save them losses. People will buy because they are a good people for themselves, or you help them making a good relation with others. People, they buy because you make the process simpler, efficient, or you do it on their behalf. People, they buy because they can see the results right away, or you can save them time to do something else. People, they don't buy for any other reasons. These are the top 8. These are the top and the only 8 reasons for people to buy. Does it make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So everything is tabled already. There is nothing. There is no invention here. All the invention and creativity is, what does it mean in my industry when I say I will help you making more money or I will help you saving losses? What does it mean for my industry? So if I'm in a coaching business for performance, I'm helping you collecting more sponsorship. I can help you getting more fees to sign up your program. I can help you losing. I can save you from losing the sponsorships. So if you teach somebody performance way, what is the money for them in performance? Is they will get more sponsorships so they can make more money. Because in professional athletes, they don't get salary.
You are now listening to With Whale, The Ultimate Show.
There's big companies sponsor them, that's right. If you are looking for a business, you will help them making more money in 6 months or a year, or you will help them losing opportunities or having loss, so you reduce their losses. If you sell a program for people, you can make them having a better relationship with themselves. Can you give an example of a program which make you, can you give an example of a program which will make you have a better relationship with yourself?
Program that helped me have a better relationship with myself.
Yes. Or usually people buy?
Sorry, I'm a little confused.
What about weight loss?
Yeah, I was gonna say Jenny Craig.
Okay. What about weight loss? So weight loss programs are driven to make people feel good about themselves. That's right. What about Botox and all these kind of things?
Yeah.
What about makeup?
Yeah.
And it also helps them to have a better relationship with the surrounding.
Yeah.
However, have you ever heard about somebody saying, buy this weight loss program and give it as a gift to a friend?
Oh.
It doesn't work like that, that's right? So I want to make sure you understand that this is our the template or the foundations of any business. Have a good relationship with yourself or with your surrounding. What about healings and after divorce and all these kind of things? It helps you having less emotional, and it helps you overcome a loss of relationship, that's right?
Yeah.
Now, what about process? I give you an online system to help you more to have a more effective process. You can do bookkeeping and you can send me the information online. I can make your company easy transform. I can reduce the overhead because I know the process. So, for example, this particular booklet, it helps you with the process.
Yeah.
Because it's basically a checklist. It's a step-by-step. You can go one. Oh, you know what? If you don't like the steps, let's change it. But it still is a framework. So if I give you a framework, I will help you to have effective process or efficient, and I will reduce your frustration.
Yeah.
I can also show you the results right away, so I can give you immediate transformation, or I can free your time so you can do something else. So within these 3 hours or 2 hours and a half, roughly, or exactly 2 hours and 15 minutes, we spend on this booklet, what you learn here, you can apply right away, that's right? Because there's steps. And this will help you taking more control of your time, because you don't need to look at this information elsewhere. That's right?
Correct.
So this is an example on this particular booklet, how I can position it on a process and time. And it will help you making money, because if you go through these steps and you launch something, most likely it will sell, and it will sell big. So it will help you making more money. It does not talk much about the relationship, but it will help you individually, because you now understand why are you doing everything. And it will get you to focus into more questions to help you better. So I can position this particular booklet in this category. Any business must have at least 3 of these. And you must articulate them. If you don't have the courage to articulate them, you have an issue. Okay? Any questions?
Good.
Now, when you talk about the features, some of the features are not video oriented. So Jane, what's your features? So what you do as a feature? You don't do video courses, what you do? Seminars?
Written.
No, you do seminars, that's
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So she's running a seminar or a working session, that's right? So how many do you run a month for the program? You are
for whatever my group is, likely one a month.
So she runs one per month?
Per client.
Per clients. It's a group and it's about 90 minutes or 60 minutes, right? So it's like 60 minutes. So this is what she runs. And how much is, how long is the engagement? 4 to 6 months engagement. So she runs between 4 to 6 months engagement. So the question will be for her is not what are the names of your chapters, what are the titles of each presentation or each one you have, and how you structure it. When you do have face-to-face meetings, you must have Q&A, or you must have at least 25% of the time getting people to give you feedback and get interaction. That's right. So you should schedule and say, these are the titles. Do you give workbook with these particular days? So you have workbooks. Can you send them now to sign up to your online website? Yeah, you wanna do the online website, but it's not ready yet, okay? So this is are my features. What kind of add-on you wanna provide? Do you buy some books from like a wholesale on performance and you give it to them? Can you buy some books and give it to them? By written by somebody else, so it's not competing with your program. Can you get from CODA or whatever association some literatures and distribute them? So this can be the add-on. Does this give you some ideas?
Mm-hmm.
Does it make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Any further discussion you'd like to talk about the product? If you don't have clarity on details here, you cannot proceed with this. And when you start to talk about how you craft, which is number 16, how you start your sales thing, you will find yourself have to go back to here.
So should that be created first and defined before we move forward?
It shouldn't, it must not. It's not recommended to create this and define this. What's recommended is to create the structure of it. You shouldn't record the videos before you have a pre-sale. And if your videos are coming on a schedule, we recommend to create 1 or 2 weeks of videos and to commit yourself that you create the other videos in this week. Or you can spare 3 days or 2 days, 6 hours, 4 to 6 hours each. Actually, 4 hours is good enough for recording. And you just basically record all your courses in these 12 hours, in
so
3 days.
Did you suggest that because you're still waiting for the feedback of your...
Because
of
I will
your,
not, I will use the concept, I will use one concept. If you build it, they will not come. They have to build it with you. So if your program, like you have a 4 months or 6 months on a workshop programs, right? When do you plan the third month's content?
Just prior, pretty close to doing it.
Pretty close to doing it, right? But you have an idea what you wanna, what you, that's right? So because of that, you need to do the same in videos. So one strategy for videos is you can come here for 4 hours, you can spell out your content for 4 hours, and this will maybe make between 2 to 4 sessions based on how long is the session and how good your articulation and when did you get tired, okay? So how long would it take you to record a 4 hour video? How long does it take you to record 4 hour videos?
4 hour video?
Yes, how long will it take you to record 4 hour videos? 4 hours.
To record
4 hours. How long will it take you to record 4 hours video?
4 hours.
Four. Can you shout it out?
Question.
4 hours.
4 hours. So if you come here, if you come,
6 hours if you do a lot of this.
If you come here, and record 4 hours of video, and this will be planned for 2 to 3 sessions of 1 hour each, for your own program. How long will it take you to watch 4 hour videos? So if you spend 4 hours and you watch them in 4 hours, after 8 hours, what you will decide? How you can make them better in the next 4 hours? It takes only 4 hours. It takes only 4 hours to start. Okay? It's not hard. And as I said, starting from next, from Sunday, we have the venue here. If you guys want to come to practice, just let me know the schedule so I can make sure each one has a 2 to 4 hour slots and we can start recording. It's not hard. Any more questions?
Did you make up in here?
Sorry?
Can you reduce the signs of my wrinkles?
You can put the cameras far away so people will not notice it. Did each one of you achieve what they want to have today? Does it make sense? Are you fired and ready to run?
Only if you can reduce the signs of my wrinkles.
But they give you wisdom.
They are, lots of wisdom.
Yeah.
Is there whatever made them?
Okay, so.
If you're not selling anti-aging products,
right.
You're okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 5 to noon, so we just can close now. Any last statements or? Okay, so. Thank you for coming today, and let's just start to run so we can have products running in end of January, early February, guys. It's not hard. Let other people enjoy their Christmas break, and let us make money after they come back from them, okay?
What can we do to share with people around here?
Sorry?
What can we do to share with people around here?
What?
What can we do to share? You said share some of our ideas with people around this room.
Yeah, you can share. We have the.
I don't have any contact.
We have the Facebook family group, which is only limited to people in the program. There are about maybe 30 some.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Am I on it?
Jane said she added me, but I would receive something from you and I didn't.
It's a group?
Yeah, there's something called the Win Your Brand Family on Facebook.
I don't think I have. So we have to add ourselves to it.
You can, or you can ask somebody, or you can ask me. It doesn't. Actually, in your welcoming email, there is a link to it.
Okay.
Win Your Brand Family.
Yeah.
I will be able to search for it then.
No, you have to go through the link from the first email, the welcoming email you got to the program.
Really?
Or if you are connected with me, I can add you.
Okay.
Shamir, you are on it, right?
I am on it.
Yeah. It's a very limited to.
Can you add me?
No, you can. You
I can add
yeah,
it?
Yeah, anybody can add anybody.
Oh.
Yeah, in the group.
I have to be, I can't add you unless you're my Facebook friend.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
What are you going to, Shamir what?
Shamir Ladani.
Okay, so be in touch. And our next event is January 8th at 10 to 4 and January 13th.
Thank you for listening to With Whale, The Ultimate Show.